When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We will have Red Wing tickets to give away today, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour, your chance to win tickets to the Red Wing opener, which was pushed back to account for the Tiger game at 6 o'clock. I don't know if you've heard, John, but they can clinch a spot in the ALCS if they win tonight.
Oh, is that the playoffs are on right now? That's today?
Yes. The entire city is on fire right now. 44,000, a Comerica playoff record at yesterday's game. That was a game that started at 3. I imagine with a chance to clinch, I think Sardi and a few more people in there, and people are going to be going bonkers. I thought as that game went on, the towels really start going.
Yeah.
Eight innings, ninth inning, everybody on their feet, counting down the outs. Like, we are seeing in real time a baseball city wake up. It's always been a great baseball city. They haven't had much to celebrate. Everybody's wide awake watching this baseball team. And leaving felt surreal to me because it didn't feel like we should be here yet. Like, in the development of this team, this kind of came out of nowhere. And I'm walking around going, is this really happening right now?
Just think about the last 6 months downtown from the draft. And I know there's other things that have happened that have been great down there. But the draft, the win against the Rams to start the NFL season, the expectations that the Lions have, Monday Night Football against the Seahawks, getting a win there, and clinching a playoff spot at home. And now you get the first home playoff game in 10 years. You set a postseason record for attendance. If that happens tonight and it happens downtown, I know not everybody is going to go from Comerica to the LCA, but it is going to be bonkers downtown. It is going to be one of the great nights in the city of Detroit.
It's a long time coming. We waited a long time to get this back. All these teams rolling again. Wasn't that long ago, John? All four teams were bad at the same time.
And how about the fact that the Tigers are doing it all right, right? With the drone show and the party that was going on Monday night, to the block party, to the obviously the game, which matters most, the Tigers are knocking this out of the park.
Capitalize on the moment. Let's get to the phone. Zach in Lansing, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, obviously really excited about the Tigers, and we'll be watching that tonight. But also really pumped about the Red Wings. I've had, quite a bit of years, as one of the previous callers said, going to the home openers. Then, obviously, wife and kids kind of derailed that a little bit, which is fine. But I did go, pretty much every year in high school for the home opener. Did meet Gordie Howe one year to get his autograph. That was really awesome, really special. Still have that framed. I did want to say, though, about the Tigers as well. I'm really feeling it. I'm happy with all the, the energy they've got going in this postseason. To make them better next year, and I'll let you guys comment on this after I ask the question, It's clear they don't need Baez, but what would you think, or how do you think they get that contract potentially moved? Because he's obviously not needed. They've been great and on fire without him. What do you think are steps they need to take to be even better for next year? Thanks, guys.
Buy him out. Spend some money, buy him out.
Yeah, I don't know if Zach wanted like a detailed, nuanced financial Excel
I don't have
breakdown.
The spreadsheet in front of me, but yeah, buy him out. Because, and however they do it, I don't care. However they come to that agreement with Javi Baez. And listening to the stories of Javi Baez coming back into the clubhouse, and he may be a great teammate, a great friend, a great guy to have around. So was Miggy in the last year of his career, in his entire career, but he's just not productive. And you need to move on. You're a better team without him.
He will get paid either way. That's the way Major League Baseball contracts work. He will get paid the remainder of his contract, whether he plays or not. So the decision that Chris Illich and Scott Harris have to make is, if he's getting paid either way, what's best for the baseball team? And what's best for the baseball team is that he does not occupy a roster spot, that someone else plays shortstop. And Trey Sweeney's done a good job at the end of the season. Yeah. Trey Sweeney, it's interesting. You look at all the guys that have contributed to this, like Parker Meadows, Trey Sweeney, Jake Rogers, I don't think gets enough love, catching all these different bullpen arms and having a game plan. He's got to think the game as much as AJ does and execute it out there. I don't think Jake gets enough credit. There are so many guys that have helped make this happen.
Yeah.
And it's guys who are the antithesis of Javi Baez. It's guys doing the little things, trying to work the count, work the strike zone. It's underpaid guys, guys who are in their first couple years, rookies in baseball, not guys with bloated $25 million a year contracts. John, if you had to assign a player, because we say AJ gets the most credit, which player is most responsible for all this?
I think the obvious one's Tarek Skubal, simply because he anchors that pitching staff. When we talk to John Morosi, you can't do what the Tigers are doing unless you have at least one starting pitcher. But you don't have just one starting pitcher. You have the one starting pitcher that is the best in Major League Baseball. He is the ace. He is the guy that, you know, that when he goes to the mound, whether it's, you know, in Houston, it's in Cleveland, it's at the end of the season, he is the guy that you can count on for scoreless innings and a win.
You know, I think Skubal is the answer here when you just totally break it down, because he is an anchor.
Yeah.
A reliable anchor. And I think you have to go to the second guy after that, beyond Skubal. And to me, it's Meadows, and it's hands down their record with him in the lineup versus when he's not.
You want it?
And
I have it in front of me.
Go ahead.
58-29 when Parker Meadows plays.
That's crazy. That's .667 baseball, roughly. Doing the math on
top of
my...
And that even goes back to the beginning of the year when he was hitting under 100.
His hitting almost is irrelevant here to a degree. It has been important that it's gotten at least to where he belongs in the majors. Then that's all it really is. And, man, I'll tell you what, if he can take one more step offensively, this guy is going to be – he's
stud.
Then he's a stud leadoff man. Yeah. He hasn't solidified that yet, and that's why he moves down. But I got to tell you guys, we've always talked about the turning point on this season, and I do think the belief and the buy-in happened in the Little League Classic. I do think things started happening before that, and I'll go back to the Meadows catch in Seattle. It was August 7th. It was a few days before they got on this like hot streak from August 10th on, but that was a 3-2 ball game, and Seattle had a guy on base. This was highway robbery. This was easily a home run. It was his best catch. It may be the catch of the season in baseball. That's how good it was, and if he doesn't make that catch, they probably lose that game, and I know it's just one game, but I think... He had only been back a couple days from his July injury when that happened. And I don't know, for some reason, everybody has those things that stick in their heads when a team starts making a run like that.
You think he sparked him?
His joy and the way he ran off the field with his competitive spirit, I don't know. There was just something about that moment for me that was the launching point. And then I think the belief came in Williamsport.
Yeah, you start to see the fruits of some of that labor, right? That these guys hadn't quit. They got rewarded. They beat the Yankees 2 out of 3, walk-off winner. And Parker Meadows, by the way, the guy that delivers the walk-off hit. There's a great case for him. I also think you mentioned the energy. He talked about getting chills on that Friday night that they clinched. He talked about the environment last night. He really is basking in this and like soaking this all in and feeding off of the success. Like, he's creating that, and then he's... And the leadoff hitter, right? Set everything in motion.
How about your number 8 hitter? Can he be the guy that you look to and say, is he the guy that's turned this all around? And that's Jake Rogers.
Sure. Clutch in the playoffs.
Clutch in the playoffs. But he is the guy that has caught every Skubal start. He is also the guy that was out there yesterday catching seven, eight pitchers.
Yeah, and he's the anchor for the pitchers out there. And I think guiding this bullpen thing that they've done on the fly, this experiment, he's got to get a ton of credit. And he also sparked the comeback in Cleveland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just one method of judging this would be WAR, Baseball Reference WAR. Skubal is obviously the number one WAR player on the Tigers, followed by Riley Green, who was also an all-star this season, although hadn't done much in the playoffs until yesterday. The number three player on WAR on this team, Tyler Holton. Like that says everything. It's like a lefty super reliever who will throw the first inning one day, the eighth inning the next day. He got the save in the playoff game. Followed by Vierling, then Jack Flaherty, who's no longer on the team, Parker Meadows, Kerry Carpenter, Will Vest. It's a collection of dudes. It's hard to single out one. 248-539-9797. Two Grand Slam coming up at 725. It's 97-1. It's been a decade since we had October like this in Detroit. And Rand Chevrolet, they're knocking it out of the ballpark, too, with some sweet deals. GM employees and immediate family members can lease a 2024 Silverado four-wheel drive LT crew cab for just $239 a month. The deal's for 24 months, $999 down. We're talking Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran has shipments arriving daily. They're going to have what you're looking for. Maybe it's a Silverado. Maybe it's something else. The bottom line is when you show up, you're not going to have to leave because they don't have something for you to test drive. Score your best deal. You can shop online, moranexpress.com, or check them out in person on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Minutes away from the two grand slam. Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, we've got to talk about Milton. Hurricane Milton brought catastrophic winds and a life-threatening storm surge after slamming into Florida's west coast Wednesday night. It left more than 3 million people without power. Areas obviously were flooded with water. It hit near Siesta Key with winds of up to 120 miles per hour. It has since downgraded to a category one. I think it's even off Florida now. But a series also of just horrific tornadoes swept across the state. Deaths have been confirmed in St. Lucie County, where they say 17 tornadoes hit in just 20 minutes.
It's wild watching the people talk about this and the videos coming out of Florida. It's wild.
It is. I've seen a lot of the videos about Tropicana Field. I mean, the roof just annihilated, ripped off. There's videos with like the fabric flapping in the wind. And at the time, it was being used as a shelter for hundreds of first responders. I think they were actually moved. Nobody was injured. There's no injuries reported there, but it is. I mean, we knew it was going to be powerful, but it's startling when you see those images for sure. Let's see what else I got. Oh, a Northern Michigan man was arrested after he was caught swapping barcodes at a Walmart so that he didn't have to pay full price for these items. And I don't know if you guys saw his mugshot. He looks like he could be Dave Coulier's like long lost cousin, or just like it was a really rough night for Dave Coulier. Like that's what it looked like. Anyway, it was not him. I don't believe it's a cousin, but he visited a Cadillac Walmart several times between September 1st and September 10th, swapped all these barcodes before scanning them. He got more than $1,700 worth of items for less than $500. And he was caught, he was busted, he was arrested and charged with one count of first degree retail fraud.
I was gonna say, there's cameras all over the self-checkouts.
Wait, I mean, you're gonna get caught. Like, what? Okay, you get away with it once? Okay, fine. But you keep coming back over and over and over, you're going to get busted. Yeah. What are you doing?
Come on, man.
Why is the guy leaving with a flat screen TV, but he's only getting rung up for Red Delicious apples?
Yeah. Yes. A Lincoln Park man is facing charges after threatening to kill an Oakland County road worker. So back in August, this guy, 38-year-old Kenneth Oliver, he drove like over construction cones, got into a construction zone. And when the road worker witnessed that he was behind the wheel, she honked her horn and then also turned on her lights to kind of warn all of the other road members, the road crew. Well, apparently that ticked him off enough. He got out of his car, started yelling at this woman, pounding on her truck. He was charged at the time with careless driving. Well, weeks later, he allegedly threatened to beat this road worker to death. And this was all in a message sent on an Oakland County Road Commission social media account. And then he also said that he was going to shoot the victim and her family. And he ended his message by saying, "I got weapons." Yeah. So he was arrested and charged with malicious use of a telecommunications device.
As you should.
Oh, my goodness. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not engaged despite Troy Aikman's claim. So on ESPN's Monday Night Football, the game between the Chiefs and the Saints, Aikman referred to Swift as Kelce's wife. The missus, I think it was his.
Yes,
was
he said the missus.
Terminology.
And then Joe Buck immediately tried to say, "Hey, my daughters have told me be very careful. I know you think you're funny, Dad. Don't make any jokes." Uh-huh.
Well, then he kind of doubled down on his claim later on this podcast. And he said that he was told by some source that the two were very likely engaged. So he said, no, I got my sources say, well, another source close to the couple says, "Hey, this is fake news. Stop spreading these rumors. They're not
fake
engaged."
News.
Yeah, it's not true. They're not engaged. They are still happily dating, but that. The source kind of said, "Hey, just a couple of weeks ago, you were saying the two were broken up when she didn't show up at a Chiefs game. And now they're engaged and getting married." So they just said, "Slow down. They're just still dating."
Yeah.
Yes. Tigers fans, man, we knew they would, but they showed up yesterday. The Tigers announced that there were 44,885 people at Comerica Park, which is the largest attendance for a post game at Comerica Park in its history. So pretty darn incredible. Could be more today. We'll see the record, overall record, 45,280 fans. Let's see if we can break that. I don't know if you can.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
They got standing room.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could bring one more.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
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 Let's get to the 2 Grand Slam. That's Heather with the news.
Took me a minute. Yeah, that took me a minute. You got to take your wife.
Yeah.
It's Kelce's fault if we don't break the record.
Yep. Kelce, go.
Be a man.
She can still go.
Leader.
First of all, she's a woman and she can make her decisions.
Yeah, she can.
She can.
I would love for her to go to the game.
Encourage her.
Yes.
Why, please come with me to the game.
I know you said she's not a huge baseball fan, but doesn't she want to experience?
You would
like,
think so. I'll make one more impassioned plea.
She can
plea.
Do both?
Yes.
You go to the Wings game
That's
right
what
after?
I'm doing. Yes.
You're going to be all fired up. Got to do that. Anyway, let's give away some money, you guys. Time for the two grand slam. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. Hopefully, our winner is going to walk away with $2,000. Mm.
Our contestant this morning, Brandon in Commerce. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Good, man. What a time to be alive, huh?
Oh, man, it is. A sports fan in Detroit right now, it doesn't get much sweeter than this, does it?
Absolutely not.
How do you feel about your chances?
Well, the only thing that could make this sweeter is getting some money in the two grand slam.
There you go.
Let's do it, Brandon.
I think you got this.
How do you feel about your chances?
I feel pretty good. I've played before. It's been a long time. Last time I played, I think I got 7 or 8. So
pressure's on.
I'm feeling good.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon, your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Who do the Seattle Seahawks host tonight?
Pass.
The New York Jets fired this coach on Tuesday.
Robert Saleh.
Who played Rachel in the sitcom Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
AT&T Stadium is home to this NFL team.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Tennessee lost to this SEC team in football last Saturday.
Arkansas.
This rock band had the 1993 hit Daughter.
Pass.
Who is the lead vocalist of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Kingston is the capital of this country.
Jamaica.
Aaron Nola is the starting pitcher for this MLB team.
The Phillies.
Who is the current head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Pass.
Who do the Seattle Seahawks host tonight?
Pass.
This rock band had the 1993 hit Daughter.
Hold on.
Oh.
Daughtry?
No.
Nope. No, that would have been Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Darn, Pearl Jam. And I'm a somewhat Pearl Jam fan, too. I should have known that.
Well, you got 7, I believe.
7 is what I had as well.
That's a great day.
It's good.
Nice. All right.
$175.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Great way to start your day. Are you going downtown tonight?
Sir. I can't, actually. I signed on to do public address tonight for my high school football game, but... I'll be updating the fans for the game. So
okay.
So we'll be good there.
All right, sounds good.
I did some PA. I still do some PA. Giving scores of like professional games or college games is a very unique thing to that. I always enjoy doing that.
You're like the hero.
Yes. I did it for the Michigan State game in 2021, the Kenneth Walker game.
So we'll get Brandon his money. We'll put him on hold.
Cool story.
Is that 5 touchdowns for Kenneth Walker, John? Do you remember?
Yeah, like I said, cool story.
So I'm watching this, and they're down 30-14, and the underrated thing about that game was the State got 2 two-point conversions to tie it.
Yeah.
John hates me.
No, I don't.
They are part of our sports scene.
Yes, they
Michigan
are.
State.
Yeah, and they won that game fair and square.
They did. Let's go through this.
Okay.
John, who do the Seattle Seahawks host tonight?
That would be a must-win for the San Francisco 49ers.
The Jets fired Robert Saleh. You got that correct. Rachel, Jennifer Aniston. AT&T Stadium is the Cowboys. Tennessee lost at Arkansas. So he was rolling 4 of the first 5. He passed twice. The rock band with the 1993 hit Daughter.
Yep. Pearl Jam.
You already told him. Ticket texters are saying he's a fraudulent Pearl Jam fan. He should have known that one.
Yes.
The lead vocalist, Maroon 5, Adam Levine. Kingston is the capital of?
Jamaica.
Jamaica, man. Aaron Nola.
Says Cabana Boy.
Is the starting pitcher for the Phillies. If you're a baseball guy, you know that one. He's been there a while. You're still not over the Jamaica, man.
I thought you were going to go with the Jamaica Be Crazy.
And the last one, who is the current head coach? John, you knew this, of course. The head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Everybody knows.
Mike Sullivan.
Yes. Mike Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Two Grand Slam is brought to you by Genesis Credit Union. Your next chance. Yes. Your next chance next Tuesday, 7:25. Coming up next, we're talking more about this baseball team. Players most responsible for this turnaround. AJ Hinch schooling Stephen Vogt and all the conversation about the atmosphere at the ballpark. It's 97.1. Tigers aren't the only team with some magic brewing. Mets advance, beat the Phillies. Detroit can join them in the championship series, not head-to-head, but advancing in the playoffs with a win tonight against Cleveland.
How sweet that is. And I truly expect them to today.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% expect that they're going to win today. I don't know if Tanner Bibee is going to be on the mound. It's going to be tough to get early runs, but at some point, I mean, he's not going to go nine innings. So at some point, you just hold your position, placeholder, and you attack when the time is right.
And the Tigers have shut out Cleveland for 20 consecutive innings. So, I mean, again, even if Detroit struggles to score runs, you're going to keep it close, you're going to fight, you're going to scrap, and your manager's better than their manager.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that World Series preview back in early April, Tigers-Mets?
I do. Yeah. Well, it could be Tigers-Mets. Could be Tigers. Dodgers. Remember that right before the All-Star break? Tigers took 2 of 3.
Could be Tigers Padres. Remember that? 1984?
Yes.
Grimace versus Chaos.
See, the Mets have a lot of these lucky charms. They have Grimace. Hachtua threw out a first pitch for them. What else did they have going? OMG, Jose Iglesias has his own music they play at the ballpark. They have all these little lucky charms they've been collecting.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Hachtua?
Yeah.
They were all mad that some of the radio hosts were mad that she threw out the first pitch. You're making a mockery of this. They've kind of had their own fun story brewing, too.
Sure. I mean, they dumped a whole bunch of salary after last year. I mean, this time last year, they were a disaster. Just trying to figure out how do we recover from all of these signings.
Very different than what the Tigers are doing. The Tigers are doing this with a bunch of rookies, $18 million payroll, bulk relievers. Watching the game yesterday, and we'll open up the phones, 248-539-9797. Watching that game yesterday, what the Tigers are doing is what everybody should be doing. Not everybody can do it. There's a lot of egos and high-paid players. It like weirdly works for Detroit that they can pull Carey Carpenter, the hero of Game 2, in the middle of Game 3, and it's no big deal. They don't have these starters that they have to give the ball to. Skubal's great, but everybody else is just, hey, get three outs, move on. The way they've set this up is everybody's on their heels. Cleveland immediately from the jump is on their heels. AJ goes, Cater Montero, 6 pitches. Then brings in a lefty. Uh-oh. Vogt's lineup's wrong. Now he's got a switch. And he pinch hits 2 guys in the first 3 innings. Uh-oh. AJ's going back to a righty now. And you've already burned your bench. Everybody should be doing what the Tigers are doing in the playoffs. I get why you can't do it for 162. There's too many innings to survive. But what AJ's doing, he's tapped into what I think is the optimal way to manage a baseball team. Play the matchups.
And I think you mentioned something really key there. For the success of this team, it is an egoless team. AJ Hinch, and that's where it all starts with the leadership. It is AJ Hinch has set the tone for this team. They are following his lead. So when Cater Montero throws 6 pitches, 5 of them strikes, goes through the first inning, when he gets pulled, of course he wants to keep pitching. But then Brian Herter comes in and goes 3 1/3. And then Bo Brisky goes in, 3 strikeouts, 2 innings. It is sit him up, sit him down. But then he says, hey, you know what? We're going to bring in Gunther.
A lefty.
Yeah, and nobody, you know, no one looks as they're coming off the mound or in the dugout like they're mad at AJ Hinch. We all know, every single guy, whether you're at the plate, you're in the field, you're on the mound, they all want to be on the field contributing.
Yeah, like, look at this. Montero's a righty, Herter's a lefty, Brisky's a righty, Gunther's a lefty, Vest is a righty, Holton's a lefty. They alternated. They toggled the entire time. And what was most important is the top of Cleveland's order, Kwan and Ramirez and Fry, once he got subbed in, are not as good against right-handed pitching. So AJ would wait and wait and wait. And when the top of the order would come up, he'd bring in Brisky, one of the hardest throwing righties.
Mm-hmm.
Next time the top of the order comes up, he brings in Will Vest, hard throwing righty, just constantly being 1 step, 2 steps, even 3 steps ahead of Stephen Vogt. Put him in a headlock, gave him a noogie, he schooled him. You got AJ, who's running cutting edge baseball. Like, everybody should be doing this in the playoffs, right?
Well,
like, Stephen Vogt goes with Cobb. What advantage did that give them? It didn't.
Well, it didn't. But not everybody. I mean, there are other teams that have more than one starter. And how long they pitch them, maybe that's the, instead of going five innings with your starter every time or six innings, whatever it is they're trying to get out of them, maybe they go with three innings and they just get through the lineup once. And then the next time it's, hey, we've not seen this pitcher. But
teams don't want to do it because they don't want to.
Teams that have more starters.
But I think it's the mind game. They don't want to waste their starter. Like, in their mind, I'm not going to take my ace out after three innings.
Well, that's why it's on the table that Keitar Montero could start today.
Right.
I mean, he only threw six pitches. Now, do they want to do that because the top of the lineup saw Keitar Montero?
Yeah, I
don't know.
I could see Montero pitching, but just not the same sequence of hitters.
Or just not at the beginning of the game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just not the first inning. He could second or third inning or something. I mean, they are still going to have Reese Olson available today. They're going to have Jackson Jobe available today. Many of the guys who pitched, again, they spread the workload out. Gunther threw 11 pitches. If they need a lefty and a ground ball today, he could pitch today.
Was this the day for Jobe?
This could be the Jobe day.
Jobe day?
And the series is effectively over, right? You have Skubal if you don't win today, but you should win today. You have effectively broken Cleveland.
Yeah, so I want to say yes, and my heart says yes, but that's that damn logic that tells me pump the brakes just a little bit, because I am comfortable that whether it happens today, and I do think they sealed it today, it's either today or it's a Skubal start.
I think they seal it today, too. It just seems like it's all coming together. What a letdown. They don't, by the way. But it's not the logic thing, John. It's one thing for me that I would give pause to, and it's Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
He's hitting 111 in the series, and he's one of the best players in the game. He switch hit so he can go to either side and counter AJ's. And I just, you know, great players sometimes flip things around, and this is his moment to do that. And you saw it with Pete Alonso with the Mets, and now look.
Sure, but like, riddle me this. Let's say Cleveland comes back and plays the game of their season, backed into a corner, hostile environment. They win 7-0. Then Skubal takes the mound the next day. The same thing he did after the last 7-0 win by the Guardians. Like, it really does feel like it's over. Even if they played the most inspired game to win back momentum, I would argue, well, even a win today doesn't give them momentum because Tarek Skubal's on the mound in game five.
It's the only thing that can change the equation. Great players do that in moments like this. Usually, more often, they don't than they do. But we have an example this postseason when Pete Alonso did it. And he won them the game in Milwaukee. I mean, he broke their hearts.
And look at him now.
And if Ramirez were to go deep late in the game, you know, yeah, I agree. You're into the same game you had on Monday. You want to roll those dice again?
I'd replay Monday. Yeah.
Well, of course, because Carey hit the home run. But it's, if Carey doesn't hit the home run next time, you know?
So today you will have,
I think they're winning,
to start, and you will probably have Class A to finish.
I mean, I would borderline pitch around him in a situation, because I think he's the only thing that can flip this.
Well, I mean, they did yesterday.
They
walked him yesterday.
Yeah, intentionally. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it.
Yeah.
You know, really, I think the seal breaks, though, today on the Indians. I do. The Tigers can come out and put together one of those innings where they can score 3-4 runs early. Mm. It just would be very reminiscent of 06 against the Yankees in game four.
At what point do we ask, who do you want to play? I mean, it makes people uncomfortable because the series isn't over, but you mentioned the Yankees.
I want the Yankees. I don't think there's any question I want the Yankees. Now, is their lineup dangerous? Sure. Do we have a more recent, you know, wins and feeling about the Kansas City Royals?
Yes.
Yeah. But this all, it seems, it the poetry, the magic, the voodoo, all, and I know maybe it started a week earlier, but it started to become a conversation after the Little League World Series that, and it was that win over the Yankees. Now, all of a sudden, it just seems like it goes full circle that you would do the same thing in the ALCS with the Yankees.
If you really feel like this team is tapped into something they can't lose, the more satisfying opponent to beat is the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
I know that'll make people uncomfortable because this series is not over technically, even if emotionally
it's
it feels
that
way.
The Little League World Series to a win to go to the Big Boy World Series.
Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. Love talking about this baseball team. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you, understands you, and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you, as they did me, and they're going to work with you to build a financial plan that's going to fit your unique situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer all the time and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twenty innings of shutout baseball and counting for Skubal and Chaos. Tyler Holton, the guy who pitched game one and got hit up, is the guy that closes game three, and the Tigers are up 2-1. It's unorthodox. It's very different, although I think other teams are catching on. The Dodgers yesterday, do or die, 8 bullpen arms to the rescue.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, and that's a team with $300 million payroll. What AJ's doing is cutting edge. More teams are going to be doing this. If you don't have Skubal, you might as well have Chaos. And the Tigers have the best of both worlds right now. 248-539-9797. Before we go back to the phones, I want to read one text. And we'll read more later. But this one says, JFC Costa, you got your spot picked out on Woodward already? STFU already.
Oh, for the parade.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Should I not be excited?
No, I think you're allowed to be excited. You're allowed to. And
have we been over the top? I don't think so.
What we talk about here on Thursday morning, correct me if I'm wrong, it's really not going to affect the team.
John, that is accurate.
I know everybody wants to say, oh, the jinx, you're talking about it too early. F that. Like, I mean, let's have some excitement. They have the opportunity today to seal an ALDS series and move on to play either Kansas City or New York. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with saying, we want New York. Or if you're in the Kansas City bunch, say we want Kansas City. I don't care.
Shouldn't we have uniformity at this point with everybody in this city that just enjoy this?
Yes.
And if people are excited about it, let them be excited. And I don't understand that world at this point.
Well, I think at first it was hard to explain. So people initially kind of bristled at what they were doing. And then once you kind of just shed all of that and just said it doesn't have to make sense, this could be one of those weird, wacky, unpredictable baseball stories.
Yeah. You never said this morning, they're winning the World Series.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. You said this series is over.
Yeah, I think this series is over, and you know, you talk about who you want in the next series. My point is, I get it if it doesn't feel real to you. It didn't feel real to me walking out of the ballpark yesterday, watching everybody in the streets. Everybody's in a great mood. They just won a home playoff game. They're one step away from the ALCS, and this team this season, the season that we've been on every day talking about, like the idea that this team is not only in the playoffs, but winning playoff games at Comerica Park, it doesn't feel real. I understand that, but I don't view that as a negative. I view it as a positive. I'm embracing this because you just don't know when you're going to see something like this again.
Yeah. By the way, where are you going to sit?
For
the parade.
It's a good question, Chuck.
I went to the Wings parade, so that was the last parade in town, and I really think right around Hockey Town there is a really good vantage point.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. I don't need to be down in Park Plaza. It starts being too many people. I get weird.
You get weird.
248, where do you want to set up your lawn chair for the parade? No, reacting to yesterday and setting the scene for today. Jack in Melvindale, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Love the show. Bless you all, man. You're welcome. Thank you. And I just got a little love for A.J. Hinch. This is not drawn up by accident, by voodoo. I mean, A.J. Hinch, if I'm not mistaken, he's got the communication to the players. And what I mean by that is they listen to him. He probably listens to them, whether it's a one-on-one, a team thing, and I'm going to go mostly with the pitchers. At the beginning of the year, it was a scramble. We pulled our hair out of our heads. At the half, mid-season, we understood what they weren't going to do anything. They weren't going to get people in here, batters. We had problem with Torkelson, sending him down, bringing him back up. A.J. Hinch has got, just like Dan Campbell, has got the attention of the team, but A.J. Hinch has got a brilliant mind. So he's changed things slowly as baseball once used to be, okay? So it's drawn up because they didn't have starting pitching. So he worked around that. He modeled all these pitchers as they're coming up, going back down to the farm club, coming back up again, and asking them that if he was to put them in for two innings, would they be okay? I think he modernized baseball to a change of it is today. This is the beginning of something special.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, Jack, unless Major League Baseball makes some changes to the rules, I do think you're going to see more teams do this late in the season and in playoff games where they say, if I don't have a Scooble, I'm better off not letting you see my guy two or three times. I'm going to play matchups. Exactly. And Jack, you're right. It's also tailor-made. Gunther is a ground ball lefty. There's only certain matchups you're going to use him for, right? Brisky and Vest are throwing heat from the right side of the plate, flirt with 100 miles an hour. Yeah. There's certain matchups that they're going to be great for. But AJ's smart in that you see Brisky, but they don't see Brisky a second time because then they see Vest. And it's just slight differences in these pitchers to keep the hitters off balance.
And there's nobody that knows his guys better than AJ Hinch. He is the mastermind behind everything that has happened. And it starts with the communication of, hey, this is how we're going to operate. He and Scott Harris devised this plan. And I don't want to throw Scott Harris in there too much. AJ's the one, especially during the game, that is, you know, calling these shots. But it's about the communication to the guys that this is how we're going to operate. This is how we have to operate if we want to parse together enough arms and enough wins to be able to get to the playoffs or to get in the conversation of the playoffs, then to get to the playoffs, and then win playoff games.
Did you hear what was going on in the background of that phone call?
Yeah, I was hoping he's on the train.
That was the World Series Express roaring through the background. One stop at a time, John.
Yes, we watched the Polar Express last night, so...
You busted out a Christmas movie already?
Oh, Teddy watches Christmas movies all year long. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It is October
10th. Santa Claus, the big one.
If we didn't have so many Tiger calls, I'd almost want to just like take a second to...
Oh, I play Christmas music in my truck.
Okay. Right now in October?
I love Christmas music and movies,
but... I do June and July.
You know, after
every time.
After Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thank you, Heather. That's what sensible people do.
Yes.
All right. Hey, you do you, and I'll be me.
Okay, John. It's 97.1.